Jell-O presents The Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. For Jell-O, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our singing guest, Don Cherry. Our special guest, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Here we are once again for Jell-O, a wonderful dessert to you and bread and butter to me. Well, Ike has been elected, sworn in, and inaugurated, and now it's official. Drew Pearson just conceded. I want to tell you, the whole nation is proud of President Eisenhower. By winning the war, winning the peace, and winning the election, Ike proved that a farm boy from Kansas can do anything under the sun he sets his mind to, except wear a top hat. It was the biggest inaugural in our history. Everybody who was anybody was there, they tell me. I didn't get invited because of an awful mistake I made a few weeks ago. I bought my nephew a jigsaw map of the United States of the May Company, and I went back and complained that Missouri was missing. I thought it had been left out accidentally. Cesar Petrillo, head of the Musicians Union, was there too. He rushed down to Washington when he heard a piano player had been fired. And I want to tell you, there were plenty of young Republicans in Washington for the inauguration. A young Republican is a boy whose father takes him aside and tells him about the birds, the bees, and the Democrats. And there was a long line waiting to get into the grandstand. One guy said, just because I'm a Democrat, they make me wait 20 minutes. The man behind him said, what are you complaining about? Us Republicans have been waiting 20 years. That's so true, sir. The Democrats have never given up, and Truman never gave up either. Yesterday, there was a sign on the White House door that said, out to lunch, back in 4 years. And in Eisenhower's first speech, he said, the ultimate determination of economic and sociological betterment is internally interdependent. That's government talk for just send the money, Bing. We'll do the rest.
But please, Bob, listen, Bob.
Easy there, boy, easy. Gently, son, Dad won't beat you again. Now still your eager little trembling body and tell us what's perking in that pointed little teapot of yours.
Bob, I've just been on pins and needles waiting to tell you about this pickled beet salad recipe.
Oh, now there's a dish to capture the imagination. Pins, needles, and pickled beets, huh? Well, boy, is this recipe for eating or crocheting?
You're trying to kid me again.
No, I would do that one.
Gee, Bob, why don't you ever let me say things the way I want to on the show?
Oh, Goodwin, if I let you say things the way you want to, there wouldn't be any show. But because you've been a good boy and eating your Jell-O every day this week, I'll let you coast this time. Go, boy.
Folks, have you tried a Jell-O salad lately?
There we go.
If you haven't, you're missing one of the liveliest additions to a meal that you ever tried. There are literally dozens of different things you can do with them. But just to get you started, I brought along one of my wife's favorite recipes tonight. So get those pencils ready. All right, here it is. First, prepare lemon Jell-O as directed on the package, substituting pickled beet juice for 1/4 cup of water. When slightly thickened, fold in...
Hey, and... slow down, will you? I can't write that fast.
Oh, sure. Fold in 1 1/2 cups of drained, diced pickled beets. Chill in individual molds. Then serve them on crisp lettuce with mayonnaise.
Well, go on.
Well, Bob, that's all there is to it. That recipe will give you 6 servings, too.
You mean it's that easy to make a Jell-O salad?
Well, sure, Bob, and it's delicious, too.
We'll get out the Jell-O in the pickle barrel, Dolores. I'm coming home through the beet field tonight. We've really got an exciting guest tonight, the glamorous Zsa Zsa.
Oh, yeah, she's one of the stars of that new picture, Moulin Rouge, isn't she, Bob?
That's right. Just think, in a minute she'll be out here standing beside me. Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, the bad and the beautiful.
That was a very funny remark, Bill. I hope you can afford it.
What do you mean, Bob?
Well, I hope you're still laughing when you're squeezing kumquats at farmer's market. Now, can you stop being brilliant long enough to tell Zsa Zsa to come out here?
Well, okay, but first there's something I got to tell you, Bob.
What's that?
Well, I thought you'd want some publicity about Zsa Zsa being on the show, so I gave an item to a friend of mine who works on a newspaper. I just said that Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor like each other.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Bill.
Well, yeah, but you know those newspapers, Bob. The next day, the Daily Mirror said you and Zsa Zsa are going steady.
You're kidding.
No. The Chicago Tribune says you and Zsa Zsa are holding hands and are that way about each other.
Oh, no.
And the New York Times says Bob Hope and Zsa Zsa Gabor are having a torrid romance and may run off to Las Vegas any minute.
Well, I'm afraid to ask how we're doing in the Police Gazette.
See, I'm sorry, Bob. It started innocently, but it just got out of hand.
Oh, think nothing of it, Bill. I'm out of show business. My career is ruined. I may be sued for $100,000, and Zsa Zsa's husband may shoot me.
Gosh.
Gosh what?
Next week, the Jell-O Show, starring Bill Goodwin.
God, how many relatives have you got?
Well, I tell you, it may not be so bad, Bob. Maybe Zsa Zsa really goes for you.
So what? I might not go for her. Has that ever occurred to you?
No.
Never occurred to me either.
Well, this whole thing may work out okay, Rob. Why don't you ask Zsa Zsa for a date after the show? Call up Ciro's and get a table for two.
Bill, I have a wife and four children and two agents.
Or get a table for nine.
Very clever, Bill. You're so lucky you're deductible.
I'm sorry, Bob. I had no idea I'd cause you all this trouble.
Oh, I know you meant well, Bill, but it's a terrible situation. Zsa Zsa's married, I'm married, and Mr. Anthony isn't available at the moment. Zsa Zsa's backstage in her dressing room right now. She may be reading those newspaper stories. I wonder what she thinks.
It's unbelievable. I just can't understand it. Look at this, Louise. Read what this awful newspaper says. Let me see. Zsa Zsa Gabor seems to be very interested in a certain ski-nosed comedian. Well, this can't be true, madame. Certainly not. It's ridiculous. I'm happily married. And besides, I don't know any ski-nosed comedian. I think they mean Bob Hope. Oh, Shovelfoot. How could they possibly print such a thing? Even if I weren't married, I wouldn't be interested in Bob Hope.
Of course not.
He's not my idea of a man. He's not my idea either. I wonder whose idea he was. Read the rest of the story, Louise.
Oh, yes, madame. It says, Bob Hope was seen at the Brown Derby with Zsa Zsa Gabor. They were holding hands.
Well, that's true, but there was nothing romantic about it.
Then why was he holding your hand?
He was trying to keep me from leaving before the check came.
Well, I'm sure Madame would never give Mr. Hope a second glance.
Definitely not. He's a clown. Who would want a man with a shoehorn sticking out of his face?
Oh, madame, you exaggerate.
No, Louise, I mean it. We were at the dance one night and his nose cut the string on my pearl.
Oh, that's terrible.
And we weren't even dancing together at the time.
Well, these items in the paper will be very embarrassing to you.
That gives me an idea, Louise. I'll embarrass him. I'll be very affectionate. And he'll run like the overaged wolf he is.
On stage, Miss Gabor. They're waiting for you.
I'm coming. Well, here I am, Bob.
Oh, hello, Zsa Zsa.
Why, Bob, I thought you were a mama's boy.
I am, but mama was never like this. You look lovely, Zsa Zsa.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful gown.
I put it on because I thought I'd be stepping out tonight.
You haven't got far to step. You know, Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa, you're one of my favorite imports. Tell me, why did you select this country to move to?
Oh, that's very easy to answer, Bob. It was time for me to get married, so I came to America.
Oh, is that why?
Yes, I wanted a husband. And everyone knows all American men are rich, good-looking, and very successful.
Oh, thank you.
You are English, aren't you, Bob?
Quiet, or I'll strike you with a soggy crumpet. What part of Hungary are you from, Zsa Zsa?
I come from Budapest.
Yeah, I was there a few times. How come I never met you?
Well, the city has a river running through it. Buda is on one side and Pest is on the other.
Well, I can wave across to you anyway. By the way, Zsa Zsa, there's a little matter I want to clear up with you.
What's that?
Well, some very unfortunate publicity has been appearing in the newspapers. I hope it hasn't embarrassed you. I know you're married to George Sanders, but I...
Oh, don't worry about George. He's a true continental. He understands this matter.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, nothing to worry about. He'll come along late and he'll kill you.
Well, I hate to disappoint George, but it's impossible. I owe 3 more payments on my car, and Madman Munts won't let me die. Really, Zsa Zsa, I'm very sorry about those newspaper items.
Oh, that's all right, darling.
Hmm? What did you say?
I called you darling to show you that I love you.
You love me?
I'm mad about you.
Oh, there must be some mistake, lady. I just came in here to fix your television set.
I mean it, sweetheart. You're the only man in the world for me.
How about this? After 30 years, my sen-sen finally paid off. I don't get this, Zsa Zsa.
What is there to get? I'm a woman in love. I'm a moth attracted to your flame.
My flame? I didn't even know my pilot light was turned on. Oh, I don't know what's come over you, Zsa Zsa, but I'm not this type of guy. I got responsibilities. I can't give up everything for you.
Of course you can. This is real love. We'll fly away together to South America, Rio de Janeiro. I have 2 tickets on the midnight plane right in my purse.
Oh, Zsa Zsa, I can't go with you.
Why not?
Well, I live in North Hollywood, and tonight's the night I put out the garbage. See you later, Zsa Zsa. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a fine young recording artist who recently appeared on my television show. He has a great name in the sports world as a golfer, and I know he's going to be a top singing star. The Decca Boy, Don Cherry, right here.
Although it lies outside of my dominion, if you should ask me for my opinion, when out with good companions and voices ring, there comes a time before the party's closing, perhaps the old ones have started dozing, when one toast needs proposing, I raise and sing. Here's to my lady, here's a toast to my lady, and all that my lady means to me. Like a heart in the winter, a breeze in the summer, a spring to remember, is she. It's shoulder to shoulder we'll be. But be it sunshine or shady, here's my love to my lady. I pray may she always love me.
Texas Hacker, yes, sir.
Wonderful. Say, Bob, have you got a minute?
Sure, boy. What have you got there?
Well, it's the monthly report on Jell-O sales, and I thought you'd be interested in seeing it.
Interested? Uh-huh. I'll say I'm interested. Listen, boy, the day that thing doesn't read right, it could be my obituary.
Okay, then, you listen. New York, sales increased by 300 cases. Chicago, up 500 cases. Cincinnati, up 200 cases. Hollywood, up 3,000 cases.
Oh, good work, Dolores. There's plenty of room left in the garage.
Wait a minute now, Bob. You're not going to tell me that your wife bought all 3,000 cases? Why, no one could eat that much Jell-O.
Oh, no? You must come over to the house some evening and watch the children shimmer. Man, how kids do go for Jell-O. But go on, Bill. Let's hear the rest of the report.
All right, sure. Here's San Francisco. That's up 200 cases. Miami up 100 cases, Charleston up 400 cases, Albuquerque 100 cases, Mars 300 cases, Peoria up 400 cases.
Whoop, whoop. Hold it, boy, hold it. I could have sworn you said Mars up 300 cases.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, Bob, we would have had a bigger increase there, but we've been having transportation difficulty.
Oh, I... Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me they have Jell-O on Mars?
Well, of course.
Oh, I knew Jell-O was out of this world, but I didn't think it had gone that far. Who eats Jell-O on Mars?
Why, Rob, no Martian housewife in her right mind would be caught without Jell-O.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No. Why, most of them have a whole pantry full of those six delicious Jell-O flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
They like it up there, huh?
Oh, they sure do. And, of course, Bob, Martian housewives appreciate the fact that Jell-O's so easy to prepare. All you do is pop it into some hot water and set aside to cool.
I can see it now, Grandma Martian sitting in the kitchen fanning a bowl of hot Jell-O with a flying saucer. But really, Bill, it's great to hear that Jell-O is going great even on Mars. I guess it's because they like our show, huh?
Oh, yeah, Bob. You see, they think that you're a Martian, too.
Me a Martian? Say, what do these guys look like?
Well, here, I'll show you. You see, here's a picture of a typical Martian.
Hmm. Well, what do you know? You mean they all have noses like that?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope presents his version of scenes from the picture Moulin Rouge.
Not so fast, Bill.
What's the matter, Bob?
I got a surprise for you. I don't know how to break the news. It may be quite a shock to you.
Ah, you can tell me anything. Nothing shocks me. Things that would floor the average guy don't affect me at all. What is it?
Zsa Zsa Gabor is madly in love with me.
Water! 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 Gee, Bob. Zsa Zsa's married.
Why don't you overact a little? I know Zsa Zsa's married, Bill. It's just the old story of the triangle. It's the first triangle I've been in since I was a baby.
Gosh, it's so unbelievable. Zsa Zsa Gabor and Bob Hope.
Why is it so unbelievable?
Well, would Stokowski play a medley of the Hungarian Rhapsody and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Good work, Bill. Your resignation got quite a laugh.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob, but the whole thing is fantastic.
Well, look, Bill, I'm more attractive to women than you think.
That I'm sure of.
Why, just like... Just last week after the show, how about that woman who rushed up on the stage, threw her arms around me, and kissed me?
Well, yeah, but this is Zsa Zsa Gabor. What your grandmother does is her own business.
Bill, this situation is impossible. I've got to find some way to brush Zsa Zsa off without hurting her feelings.
Well, I'll be glad to take her off your hands, Bob. Turn her over to me.
To you?
Well, sure, why not?
Well, I don't mind brushing her off, but I hate to send her to Devil's Island. Bill, can't you come up with some sensible advice?
Well, Bob, there's one sure thing about women. They always want what they can't have, and when they get it, they don't want it. That's the way the feminine mind works. They want to attain the unattainable, and then when they attain it, they reject it because it's too attainable.
Let me know when you have a birthday. I'll give you a gift certificate to a psychiatrist.
You just call her bluff, Bob. All you have to do is go up to Zsa Zsa, look into her eyes, and pretend you're in love with her.
All right, I've got nothing to lose. Zsa Zsa!
Yes, Bob, what is it, my darling?
See what I mean? I've changed my mind. I'm ready to go away with you tonight, right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm mad about you. Let's go. Let's fly away together.
But I thought you had to stay home in North Hollywood tonight. What about the garbage?
We'll take it with us. Let's go.
But let's not rush into this. You hardly know me.
What is this? Don't you think I'm good enough for you?
You're good enough for any girl. After all, you are Bob Hope. Handsome, intelligent, witty. That's all admitted.
You admit it?
No, you do.
Don't you see I'm offering you a chance for real happiness? Forget everything. Let's go away together. I'll take you anywhere.
Bob, you are making a big mistake. You think you know me, but you don't. I'm a very unpleasant person. I have a horrible temper. I get so angry sometimes I forget I'm a woman.
Don't worry. I'll remember for both of us. Come on, Zsa Zsa. Let's grab that midnight plane to Rio.
Bob, do you really want to do this?
Sure. Where's the phone? I'll call my wife and have her make some sandwiches up for you.
Bob, please, I'm not going anywhere with you. I happen to be in love with my husband.
Then what was the idea of that big pitch you gave me?
Oh, I was just a little angry about those newspaper items. I was trying to teach you a lesson. You're not mad.
It's okay, Zsa Zsa. Of course, I may need a double shot of Ovaltine to get to sleep tonight. I'm really sorry about that publicity.
Oh, forget it.
I'm glad we got this straightened out. We're doing our version of Moulin Rouge tonight, and I wouldn't want you upset about anything. Incidentally, I thought you did a wonderful job in the picture.
Did you like it?
I saw it 24 times.
24 times?
Yeah, it's part of a double feature with the Road to Ballet. But, Zsa Zsa, let's get started with Moulin Rouge.
Fine, Bob.
Let's go. Hello. My name is Toulouse-Lautrec. I'm the well-known painter. I am very short, terribly short. When a woman throws herself at my feet, I don't have to bend down to kiss her. I am already there. Ah, romance. Right now, I'm in love with a beautiful model, Marie Charlet. I am painting her portrait, and I hear her coming upstairs.
Bonjour, Toulouse.
Oh, bonjour, Marie. How you look ravishing. The wind has brought color to your cheeks and your eyes sparkle. We will get right to the painting, huh?
Very well, Toulouse. How do you want me to pose today, draped or undraped?
Ah, silly girl. Draped, of course.
I am glad. It's very chilly in here.
Oui, after you've painted one goose pimple, you've painted them all.
Toulouse, you're a genius. This painting, très magnifique. Your reds, your greens, your yellows, they are brilliant.
Oh, I mixed them myself. They are the brightest colors in the world outside of Phil Harris's eyeballs.
Toulouse, it's a great honor to pose for such an artist. You have painted so many famous people.
Oui. I paint the portrait of Marshal Foch in one sitting, Emile Zola in one sitting, and I also paint Marilyn Monroe. It took me 2 years. Any questions?
Ah, Toulouse, is it any wonder that I'm in love with you?
I've told you before, do not speak to me of love. I cannot marry you. I'm too short.
No, you are not.
You deserve a husband who is 6'2". I'm 2'6".
But, Toulouse, I love you. Do you remember when we met?
Oui.
How romantic it was.
Oui. You went down to the Zealot to empty your mousetrap, and I was in it.
Oi, you look so cute, nibbling away at the cheese.
I still have the mousetrap right here in this room. I keep it in memory of that day.
Oh, I thought you had it here because you were afraid of mice.
Oh, why should I be afraid of a mouse? I've licked every mouse in the house.
Toulouse, you must tell me now if you will marry me. Otherwise, I'll be marry Francois. He's waiting outside for an answer.
Even though my heart is breaking, I must give you up. I cannot let you marry a man like me.
But why? Why?
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm shorty? Toulouse, that's me.
Very well, if that's your answer. Francois!
I am here, Marie. What is it?
Francois, this is Monsieur Lautrec.
Oh, yes, I know him. The runt. The midget who crawls in the dust. The worm of the gutter. The insect who must live under other people's feet. The ridiculous little peanut.
Please, if there's anything I can't stand, it's sympathy.
You needn't be angry. Toulouse has decided not to marry me. Because he's too short.
Oui, he is right. He would always embarrass you, Marie.
I don't know.
Of course he would. How about that scene he created the other night at the restaurant? He fell off his crepe Suzette and almost drowned.
Come, Francois. We will be married at once.
Wait, I have changed my mind.
What do you mean?
I cannot marry her, but I will not let you marry her either.
How will you stop us?
I will follow you. Wherever you go, wherever you try to hide, I will follow you there and kill you.
You think so,
I kill you.
You think so? I will fix that right now, you little nincompoop. There, I've got you. Voila. Now you cannot follow us. You will not move one step. Come, Marie.
I'm coming.
Boy, if a mouse comes along now, I'm really in trouble.
All thanks for the memory of the March of Dimes campaign that helps to ease the pain of polio. Let's let them know they shall not ask in vain. And we thank you so much.
Thank you, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Viola Von, Les Brown, the boys, Bill Goodwin. Thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, January the 20th, 1953, a great event took place in our nation's capital. A new president was inaugurated. A hard political fight took him and his party to power. And in typical American style, the losers of that fight are good losers, and the winners know how to win without rubbing it in. There are new faces in Washington tonight, and new ideas are on the way. The important thing is that we, the people, chose this new government. And having made the choice, as free people, we now have the responsibility of backing it to the hilt. Let's give it every chance. Thank you, and good night.
Appeal, just keep upon your shelf. Quick Minute Rice, so fluffy and nice, it practically makes itself. Minute Rice, end your toil, add a little water, bring it to a boil.
Good! Minute Rice.
It's easy to fix your favorite rice dishes with Minute Rice because it's pre-cooked. There's no washing, no rinsing, no draining, no steaming. Go to your grocer's now and get the large, economical, family size of Minute Rice.
Be sure to listen to the Bob Hope Show next week from Hollywood with our special guest, Jimmy Stewart. Jell-O has brought you the Bob Hope Show, written by Norman Sullivan and Larry Marks, and transcribed direct from Hollywood, California. Jell-O's a registered trademark of General Foods.